You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the live edition of Podcasting with Purpose. So, Happy New Year, by the way. This is amazing. First live video of the new year. So today I have a very special guest. I'm chatting with Melanie Childers, master coach and the creator of the Bad Bitch Mastermind. Welcome, Melanie. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Yeah, this is great. We're doing the podcast and we're also, we're going live here in the community. So this is a lot of fun.
I love it. Hi, y'all.
Hi. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit today, about you, your business, your podcast, like what things were like when, you first came to work with me on your podcast. Yeah. So does that sound good? We'll kind of dive in.
Hell yeah, I love that. Let's fucking go.
All right, cool.
Can I say fuck here?
Yes. Yes, okay, absolutely.
Awesome. Absolutely. Let's fucking go. Let's do it.
Okay, good. So I'm just testing the, okay, there we are. We're live. Awesome. Okay. Let's fucking go. All right. Good. Good stuff. Okay. Now I feel good because everything's working. Okay.
Yay.
So I thought it'd be fun for you to share your story, like I said, and how we worked together on your podcast and, what it was like before we met. So, and to kind of talk about where you were then and where you are now in terms of your growth and the longevity that you created for your podcast. Okay. So before we get into that, I would love it for you to just start by sharing, expanding on things a little bit and sharing about yourself, a little bit about you and what you do as a coach. So go for it.
I would love to. So hi, y'all. Nice to meet you. My name is Melanie Childers. I'm, as Kara said, a master certified coach. I work with feminist entrepreneurs to grow their business with a hustle-free method for the first 100K and the 10th. 100K. So wherever you're at in your business, if you want to do that hustle free and you're a feminist, I am a coach for you. And I am the host of the Bad Bitch Entrepreneur podcast, which was really, it took me a long time to come to that. Like I was working on figuring out who I wanted to work with and what I wanted to work with people on for probably 2 or 3 years. But I had this idea in the back of my head that there will definitely be a podcast involved. And I worked with a couple of coaches on like, okay, help me plan and strategize and just sort of mine my brain and get very specific for who this is going to be, what the first, couple of episodes are going to be like. And even then I sort of stopped myself and was like, but this is going to require me to be very visible. And that was really scary. So I hired a coach and worked on a lot of visibility issues too. And then I met Kara. You came to the Bad Bitch Mastermind and you had so much passion and love for podcasting and making it fun that I was like, okay, I have to hire them, Kara.
Yay. So glad you did.
Because I think if I hadn't, I am very much my own obstacle and roadblock 90% of the time. And what kept coming up for me was like, okay, I have dedicated this time to sit down and write an episode, but my brain very much did not want to do it. Not that I didn't want to do the podcast. It was just like all of these, obstacles that were like, but I'm going to say something controversial, but people aren't going to like me, but I won't, I need to go do all of this research first. So I wasn't really like truly trusting my voice and what I had to say. And doing an episode kept feeling harder and harder. And I was like, oh God, if I keep on this trajectory, it's going to take me a solid week just to put together an episode and then sit down and record it and then hand it off to my editor. And I was just like, this is becoming not super fun. And I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be playful. I wanted it to be valuable and powerful and amazing, but it also had to feel fun for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, from coaching work, that if I'm not having fun, they're not going to have fun either. And so I was like, okay, I gotta sort this out. I gotta get some clarity. I gotta figure this out. Mm-hmm. And I think like working with you really helped me to take the sort of perfectionist training wheels off me and like, just let myself like, just ride the bike.
Yeah.
You'll course correct. You might feel wobbly at first. It's fine. It doesn't have to be perfection. You know, perfection is shit show. Yeah. Well, which is what my brain was making.
Well, you know what? I think when we started working together, one of the things that you mentioned, you were really stuck in this idea, like you had to do it a certain way. It had to be
like it had to be scripted.
Yeah.
I had to be reading off the script and know exactly what I was going to say next. And it was like, this just feels so like, I felt so constricted and like in a box about it. And I was just like, ugh, this doesn't feel good, but I don't know how not to do it scripted because I didn't trust myself to just have some bullet points and riff.
Yeah. And that was one of the things that we did. One of the sort of like the exercises was like, okay, Melanie, you're going to do this off the cuff. You're going to do this out in the park. You're going to pick another room to do your podcast in. Cause that was early on. That was one of the things that you had said, you were in a closet.
Oh my God. I hated that closet too.
You're not in the closet anymore, are you?
We're no longer in the closet.
Metaphorically and literally, right? You're not. And you were. And it's so amazing. And you said this to me once before, the mental cage, right? Mm-hmm. Like you put yourself in a mental cage. And it's like, sometimes it's just this little tiny shift. You're like, wait, no, this is me. This is how I need to show up. This is what makes me feel alive and excited. And someone else, they can do it that way. Like I was watching how other people said you should do it, but it doesn't work for me. And just the littlest shifts can change everything. And so you trusted, you said, wait, I don't trust myself, but I'm going to try because I trust having you. As a coach, you have my back and I'm going to trust that this could work. Right.
Yeah. I think like one of the biggest shifts was like allowing myself to have bullet points and just talk and be off the cuff and trust that my off the cuff was powerful and valuable and people would love it. And I think that gave me so much freedom and allow me to have so much fun and trust that whatever I had to say would be really powerful. And what I'm seeing is like the first, you know, probably 10 or 15 or 20 episodes are great. Mm-hmm. They're very scripted. And now I feel like I'm having so much fun and it can just be what it is and people will love it. And so like, as far as like measuring metrics on the back end, like listenership is going through the roof.
That's amazing.
And that is so cool and so fun. And I don't know that I truly, like, I know that that's what I wanted. I didn't know that that was truly going to be possible, but it's so cool to be able to be like, oh, and I can see like 3 months down the road, that shift is working.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing about that is like, you did not have your eye on those metrics in the beginning. I mean, you kind of did, but you were like, well, isn't that what matters? The downloads, that's what matters. And, you know, and you were really stressed out in all these other ways because you were making it so heavy for yourself and so scheduled. But then when you let that go, the byproduct of letting go and having fun was, oh, wait a minute. People are listening. Oh, wait a minute. I am getting downloads. So that is where that's the juice. Would you agree with that? That's
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the more fun that you're having with whatever you're doing, the more fun your people and your audience will have. Yeah. And people love that, right? You can't just tell them, but I'm so fun. Mm. And I love being able to hear my brain do that. You're like, but I'm so fun, y'all. It's like, no, you have to show them how fun you are. That means you have to be having fun. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can't just walk into a room and be like, I'm fun.
Yeah.
People it like, seems you so shouldn't simple. Have to announce that if you're really fun.
Yeah, and it's right. It's so funny. Well, and that's just it. It seems so simple, and that's something that I talk about a lot. And I'll be honest, like you know how when you work with people, the people that you coach and teach, they teach you so much too. And the simplest thing that I learned from you that I keep kind of paying forward is, yeah, it actually does start with the fun, right? It's like learning how to put all those pieces together. Yeah, that's part of it. And you're going to learn that. But at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying yourself and you're not having fun and you're not going to have flow, you're not going to have that longevity. And that's one of the things that, you know, we were talking about. And, you know, I would love to talk a little bit more about that as well. So before we do though, what were some of the other obstacles? So when you came to me, you were like, you know, you had, you know, there were some things that you were really stuck with, you were stuck on, and you were just months into your podcast. You know, you were in that place where I see a lot of podcasters are like 10-ish episodes in and, you know, they're ready to throw in the towel. They're ready to give up. What would you say were the biggest obstacles that you had that, that were really holding you back?
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of them, but I think the other biggest one was like looking at the way I saw other, like my mentors, like my coaching mentors and other, just other people out in the world doing a podcast and feeling like, oh, it has to look like so-and-so's. It has to be as good as so-and-so's. And it was like, oh, what if it doesn't? What if it has to look like me and it has to be like me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, my clients do this too. Like I think that this is just a normal human brain thing is like, we look at what success looks like for other people and then we try to replicate that. But like what I think that we covered so much and that really helped me shift was like, no, success has to look like your version of success. Mm-hmm. It can't look like anybody else's. It's like trying to put on somebody else's voice. Mm-hmm. And then hope people resonate. Well, that's not yours. It has to be yours.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't take someone else's thought that they were super excited about and apply your crappy action.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And vice versa. You can't take someone else's strategy without the thoughts that helped implement it. Right.
It's absolutely. Yeah. So you explained some of the positive shifts. Like we're talking about fun is like the number one thing here. I think that's the takeaway, but what else, what were some of the other positive shifts and things that happened for you during this process that we worked together for like 10 weeks? I think it was like about 10 weeks.
So
yeah. What else happened?
Well, I took like the perfectionist shit off of it. Mm. Now I'm able to, like right after this call, I'm going to sit down and bullet point out 2 more episodes. Tomorrow I'm recording them. So my writing has gotten faster and freer and more fun. So like that whole process has gotten fun too. Recording is a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. Even when I do do-overs, like I recorded a do-over on Monday morning, even that is fun. Like there's no element of me that's like, ugh, I have to re-record this. I'm just like, oh, cool. Okay. I know exactly what I'm cutting. I know exactly what I actually want to focus on and what I actually want to say. Let's go. This will be fun.
So someone might be thinking, okay, what do you mean by recording has gotten more fun? Like someone might be in that place where like, I haven't even done this yet. I want to do this, but like, oh. So what were you doing before that was really like keeping you in this box of like, like why is recording now more fun than it was before?
Well, I've made the process, and that's really what you helped me with, was I made the process more fun for myself. So I had set up this like recording studio in a closet. I was not loving it. I was using a mic that I didn't love. It just felt very like small. And so my presence was very small. And I moved everything into my office. And now my mic is right here. I use GarageBand on my iMac right here. Mm-hmm. And I guess my mindset has really shifted around like, I have to get this right to, I'm just showing up for my people and helping them today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot less structure and like restriction around how it has to be and how it has to feel. And so we incorporated a lot of different ways to make this fun for myself. So one of the things that I'll go do is like, I'll take my iPhone and my like recording whatever that's on my phone for a walk with me.
Yes.
And that's where all my best ideas happen anyway.
Favorite.
They're not sitting right here.
Yeah.
They're up and about and out in the world while I'm doing something else. So I'll take my phone with me. I'll hit record on the voice recorder and I'll be like, okay, this episode is going to be about X topic. What are all the things I know about this topic? What's the most important thing I want them to know about this topic? And I'll just walk and riff.
Oh,
and then
I
come back and I put that into like Otter AI or, you know, some other transcription service. And then I pull the best pieces and I organize it. And I'm like, okay, here are the bullet points. I want to make sure I cover this and this and this. And if there's a flow or a structure, we go from point A to point B. And it just becomes so much more fun and easier. And so then it's like, oh, okay, now I know exactly what I'm talking about because I've already done it out in the world for fun. And now I just turn my mic on and I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. It's like in the ether, it's just waiting for you. I love that. Walk and riff.
Is
so cool. You know, and this is the thing that I've been, I noticed this yesterday. Like I put myself in a little bit of a mental cage because I planned out my day. I'm like, you're going to do this and you're going to do this and you're going to do this. And I didn't do any of it. Like I completely like none of that happened. So today I said, let me see, I'm going to do it like this. I did this and I wrote it down and I did this other thing and I wrote it down and I realized that I did it like, you know, walking and talking about an episode or whatever, the things that I kind of said, hey, why don't you try this and, you know, go out for a walk with your phone or, you know, do something quirky to generate ideas. Cause that's how it starts. That's where it comes from. And what I identified, and I think this is why I think I've been podcasting myself for so long. And now you are creating the longevity because you're doing it your way. I think we say, okay, this is how I'm going to do it because this is the right way to do it because that's how so-and-so said it. But then we're like, I feel like crap. This doesn't work. Shit. And then we struggle and we try to push through. But then if we let go and we're like, I know I'm a hard worker. I know that I get some shit done and I will get shit done. What if I just decide to be uncommon and be a maverick and go by the beat of my own drum and just trust that that's going to happen today. All these things that I decided. And guess what? That happens plus more. Have you discovered that? Have you noticed yourself?
Oh yes. 100%.
It's amazing.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think it's like adding in the playfulness of like, let me just try out something different. Let me just play and see what would feel fun.
Well, what do you have to lose, right? What do you think is the fear for a lot of people? Is it time? Is it, oh my gosh, if I mess up, it's a crucial mistake. Like, why do we do that? Like, why don't we allow ourselves? Like, why can we be so careful sometimes?
I think, you know, when it comes to podcasting, a lot of our expectations are that it has to look like someone else's and it has to follow a specific structure or have, you know, X, Y, and Z elements because other people are doing it that way. And I think it's really just this like perfectionistic and this fear of like, but if I do it different, I'll lose followers. People will stop listening. And I, from my experience and from working with you, the more I play around and the more fun I'm having with it and the more I am me, the more people follow and listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the more positive feedback I get.
Yeah. Cause I see a lot of people kind of want the chicken before the egg, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to get all the right equipment. I'm going to get the microphone and the software. And then they're like, oh, but I haven't tried anything yet. I'm not even sure I'm even going to like this. Right. And I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. And
I had that Yeti microphone for 3 years before I used it and then realized I hate this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't know until you have to get that information by trying it. So it's really interesting because Jill Angie, who was on the podcast a while ago, she's actually been on twice. She's the best. So I asked her, I said, you know, what did you love? What made you so excited and passionate about podcasting? She was kind of in the same place as you. She was like, at first I really didn't. And then she fell in love with it. Guess why? Because she found her own way of doing it.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, shared some really great advice, like really simple things. And that's what it is. It's like, it doesn't have to be like this heavy, structured, step-by-step thing. Creating a podcast can be really simple, and it's about customizing it and finding what works for you.
100%.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. Go for the F-bomb.
Every time, y'all. We're I'm always F-bombs. The first one.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you, shift gears a little bit. So if you could quantify the results that you got in the program, like what does that look like in your bad bitch mastermind, for example, and or other areas of your business?
To me, it looks like really like having more fun with the podcast means consistency and longevity, which like it makes it so easy to see like the podcast as an asset that's always going to be helping grow my business. Not the most important one, but one. Right. And that ultimately like helps me lay the foundation for a multi-million dollar business. Mm-hmm. But it had to start with fun first. It had to start with taking off all of the rules and the structure and allowing myself to have fun with it and find my own voice.
Yeah. And that's the thing about podcasting. It is part of like kind of the soup of like the marketing mix. It's like part of lots of other things that you do for your podcast.
Yeah.
Right. So what kind of metrics, this was like the thing that we talked about in the beginning, like, you know, a lot of people are stuck on downloads. And of course you're seeing that happen now, but now you're coming at it from a different place, right? Now that you feel like you have the sustainability and that longevity, like you're building the longevity because you're having fun. But in the beginning, you know, like you may have had that thought, like, I don't know about the downloads. What's going on? They're not happening. It's like crickets. And a lot of people tend to think that that's the most important thing at the beginning when it's actually right. Something that gets to be important. It can be important in your business. So what kind of metrics do you use to measure the results that you're now getting?
Honestly, like my metric for success is not downloads anymore. Mm-hmm. I hardly ever even go look at that. I don't truly care. I'm not invested in what that number looks like. And part of that reason is, and this is something that you helped me with, was like those downloads only get measured from specific sources and not all the sources. All the possible downloads. So like Spotify, you don't download anything. You have no idea how many people are listening through Spotify. Mm-hmm. You can't know. They don't track it either. And a lot of those metrics are just misleading because they don't truly have a way to track all of it. So like it's even your downloads, even the things that you think you know are actually just a guess. Because they aren't mm-hmm. factoring in all of the possible platforms, all of the ways that people could listen. It's just one tiny metric. And so thinking about it that way is like, and I'm always talking about the show and like offering like other things that lead people to the show. Like Monday, I guess that's yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday I did a reel that led people to the show. And the week before, like I was doing other things that led people to the show and, you know, Instagram posts or audiograms or whatever, like just to try things out. And my metric for success now is not numbers. It's how do I feel? It's what feedback am I getting from people who are listening? Do they love it? And I have more and more people now telling me that they love it than ever before. And that's like, my success metric is like, is it helping someone? Do they tell me about it?
Yeah.
Cool. And if they don't, it's also okay. I don't make that mean anything at all.
Yeah.
Because most people won't. And that's okay too.
Exactly. So what other kind of metrics? Because one of the things that we coached on was, I said, like, let's find your metrics. How do I say it? How do I phrase it? Meaningful metrics, right? So it's like, you know, if it's not downloads, it's some of these things that you're talking about. Is there anything else that you came up with?
Yeah, I measure it like, am I having fun? Am I enjoying myself?
Mm-hmm.
Am I feeling in the flow with my creativity and with my genius and my brilliance and my ideas that will help people?
Yeah.
Like, that's a way more fun thing to track and measure, because if I'm not, like, that's in my control. I can manage that. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, what do I need in order to feel creative, in order to access my genius? And a lot of times it's go for a walk and talk to my phone.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
So how has that helped you to relax and be willing to experiment?
It's really just helping me, like, let it be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It comes back to, like, taking all the rules and the structure off of how it's supposed to look. I'm like, oh, okay. If there are no rules, that's my favorite question. If there are no rules, how do I want to do this?
Yeah. And you're here for life. Right? Yeah. I love that.
I'm doing
that's
this
one of the
for
things that you
possibly forever.
Well, because, and when you think of it from that perspective, it just makes you say, oh, if I'm not going anywhere, what am I in a hurry for? Right?
Right. Why is there pressure? If we're in this forever, why is there pressure?
Yeah.
Maybe we can just dial down the pressure and dial up the fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you had to sum it up, how has working together made a difference in the future of your podcast and your business?
Oh my God.
If you had to sum it up, like, this is the big enchilada. Putting on the pressure. No.
If I had to sum it up, podcasting is so fun now and so freeing now. And that means that I will be in it for life. And that means that I will always be giving my feminist entrepreneurs something really amazing and valuable and fun that's going to help them for as long as I choose to do it, which to me is like, I'm not freaking going anywhere. So we in it. Let's go.
We're in it for life.
For life. Let's go.
So before we wrap things up, I'd like to close with a little bit of inspiration. So what would you say to that person who is wanting to start a podcast from scratch, or, you know, there's someone watching that or listening, because this is also going to be the audio version of the podcast. Someone that's also in that place where they've been where you are or you were. They were doing it for a couple months and they were like, you know what? This is crickets, or this is too hard, or this is a chore, and they just want to give up. So what advice would you give them and that other person who's, you know, the someone who's starting and the someone who's like ready to give up?
Yeah. So what I would say to someone who is just starting, hire Kara to help you make those fundamental decisions about what the podcast is about, who it's for, what you love talking about, and flesh out like your first 10 to 20 episodes and find all of the fun. That your roadmap for success is so, so helpful and so badass. Like, I think everyone needs to have it. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you have something that helps you get where you want to go? It isn't all about the technology and having the right stuff. It really is about making those critical first decisions from a place of empowerment, not a place of like, but I got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And like impatience and frustration, which is where I started.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're like feeling like the flagging energy, like if it's feeling overwhelming, if it's not fun anymore, if you're like, maybe I should just stop doing this, or if you're just avoiding it entirely, get your ass over here. Just hire Kara. Bring the fun back in. Like this, I think like working with you has helped me so much to make this so fun and so sustainable that like it's an absolute no-brainer.
That's great. Well, you know, this has been great. And I would love for you now to just share a little bit about how people can, you know, find out, you know, more about you. So I know that you have, you know, your mastermind cohort is starting up again.
Yeah.
Which I'm in. I don't know if you have any more spots left, but I want to give you a plug if you're not going to talk about that, because people have to get their butts in there. So yeah, just like, how can people find out more about you and what you're about? And sure. Then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. So my website is at melaniechildrescoaching.com. And if you're curious about growing your business to the first six figures without hustling, or the next six figures after that without hustling, you want to go to melaniechilderscoaching.com/mastermind. I do have one spot available. We start in February. And yeah, that's going to be amazingly kick-ass. There are a lot of bad bitches in that group, including Kara.
Including me.
Including Kara.
I know. I cannot wait. February. Can't come quick enough.
I can't wait to. Well, it can for me. I still have some work to do on the back end, but...
I know. It's all good. You know what is that saying? Like the anticipation, like,
I know, but I'm so ready. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's so fun. I can't wait. Okay. So this was awesome. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were going to say something else.
Oh, and then my podcast is called The Bad Bitch Entrepreneur Podcast.
Of course.
And it is on all of your podcast listening platforms. You can find it anywhere. And if you're on Instagram, I'm there at Melanie Childers Coaching as well. Try to keep it pretty streamlined.
Yeah.
You can find me anywhere.
Got to do it. Got to be streamlined. Well, thanks for joining me today, Melanie. This was
thank
great.
You. Thank you all for right. having me.
Yeah.
So thanks, y'all.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. And I'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Ooh, bye.